Good morning, Juke.
And we have a guest on the phone, I believe.
We do. Right? We have Joe Kopacek with us. Today we're going to be talking about our upcoming successful aging program. It is going to take place on Thursday, September 19, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. At Christ Memorial Church. The cost is $3, which includes your lunch, and we ask that you pay that at the door. We're going to hear all about it from Joe today, what you can look forward to, but if you'd like to join us, you can do so by calling the reservation line at 820-7482, 820-7482, by Tuesday, September 17. So
good morning, Joe.
Hello there, sir. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Okay, Kathy's going to talk to you here, so...
Well, good morning, Joe. I'm so glad that you could join us by phone. I know you're very busy over at WZZM. For those who aren't aware, Joe is one of the meteorologists over at WZZM 13 News, and he is going to be talking about West Michigan weather. We're calling it Predicting the Unpredictable, Forecasting West Michigan Weather. And so, Joe, can you share with us some of the things that we're gonna talk about on Thursday, September 19, when you are our speaker for Successful Aging, and kind of give us a little background on yourself and why you got into meteorology?
Well, I think you call it pretty well there, Kathy, Predicting the Unpredictable in West Michigan. Because West Michigan weather is one of the most difficult places to forecast the weather around the entire country. I've been lucky enough to work in a number of spots. I started off down in Texas forecasting the weather. I was also spent some time up in Alaska. That was an interesting situation up there and trying to predict the weather. But what I'm going to talk about for West Michigan is what has changed over the number of years that I've been involved in trying to forecast the weather. They've improved a lot of things. I think a lot of people would like to know how we go about forecasting the weather. And probably the most important thing that's happened over the last couple of years is what the National Weather Service and WCCM has done in trying to keep West Michigan safe in terms of severe weather. They have really improved their system. We don't get as much severe weather as in terms of tornadoes, thunderstorms, as places like, of course, Oklahoma and Texas. But we do occasionally get severe storms in the spring and summer. So what WZZM 13 has done, and also the National Weather Service, has changed the way they try and forecast and predict storms. So I'm going to be talking about that, and also about how the evolution of weather forecasting has happened over the last 20 or 25 years or so.
Well, and it has changed a lot. You know, every couple of years it seems that there's, or at least in recent years, there had been announcements of the latest and greatest newest equipment that's going to help forecast better, and does it work?
It certainly improves our chances or our probability of being right. There's a couple of things to look at. One is, in terms of everyday weather, and over the long term, you've probably heard all the meteorologists on TV talk about computer models and what we look at in past the first 24 hours is several different computer models, and all they are is what they do is they take the current conditions of the weather and they using a lot of different mathematics and physics, they go out into the future and they can forecast the weather. When I first started, we were talking about trying to make a good 3 to 5 day forecast, and now we can do pretty well in 5 to 7 days, and at WCCM we actually do a 10-day forecast. So computer models have improved, and as long as they continue to improve, our weather forecasts will improve. But the more difficult thing is the short term when we're talking about tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. Computer models don't handle those as well because they're a small scale. They cover parts of a county, even small parts of a county. So those are the most difficult things. And when you're talking about severe weather in terms of people's safety, that's the harder thing to forecast. But the Weather Service and WZZM 13 we've got some tools that have come out over the last couple of years that make it a lot easier.
Do you want to go out on a limb and tell us whether it's going to be a cold winter?
Well, we've been looking at some things, and what it looks like right now, and it changes because we look at a number of things. We've all probably heard of El Nino and La Nina, and that is a good indication, or a pretty good indication, of what type of winter we are going to get. But the problem with that is it can change over a period of several weeks, several months. So right now, what we're kind of looking at is temperatures pretty close to average, but maybe a little bit more snowfall. And Grand Rapids averages around 70 inches of snow here. So we're thinking maybe a little bit more than that. But boy, those long term predictions are they're tough.
You have to depend on the Farmer's Almanac, that's all.
Yeah, well, the funny part of it is that there's been several studies about the Farmer's Almanac, and, I don't like to go against it or anything, but what they said is basically it's not real accurate in terms of, week to week or,
right.
on a daily basis.
Right.
So there are some interesting things that people used to use, like the caterpillar and what colors or how thick fur was on animals. There are a lot of other things that people used to say, because of this, it's going to be a hard winter or a mild winter. Do you find that any of those wives' tales are actually good indicators?
Well, you mentioned the one about how the different colors of some of the caterpillars and some of those things, and some of those have actually turned out to be relatively accurate. They're not completely accurate, but some of them have turned out to be, at least for a short term, have turned out to be pretty well. So there are things that, when I give talks around, parts of West Michigan, I have people asking me about certain things, and in terms of forecasting the weather, of some of the things that people used to look at, and what I find is that there are a few things that, especially people that work outside or the farmers that depend upon the weather for their living, that they have looked at things, and some of the old sayings. I don't know if you've ever heard of this one, but red sky in the morning, sailor take
warning. Oh yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That is a very, probably one of the most accurate predictors of those types of sayings that there is out there.
Yeah. A lady called in the other day, and she said she had a lot of crickets around this fall, and she just wondered if that was any indication of what kind of winter we're going to have.
That one I haven't heard of, but...
it's not like the locust falling.
That one, it could be, but that one's a new one to me.
Okay.
Interesting. There are a lot of crickets around this summer, however. My daughter's noticed that, but, yeah, very interesting. Well, Joe, I know you've been at WZZM since 2001, so you're going to share with us some of the things that have changed there for sure when you speak for us on Thursday, September 19, for the next Successful Aging Program, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Christ Memorial Church here in Holland. What other things have you seen in terms of the severity of the weather here in West Michigan? What have you seen as far as kind of patterns, or are there patterns here that have changed dramatically over that time frame?
Well, I don't think there's. I don't think we've seen. It was interesting because since I'm involved in weather, I hear all the different sides of the climate change argument. And even though I don't really study, I'm more of a short-term forecaster. So I pay attention to all the different studies out for climate change, whether the winters have gotten worse, better. And I find that this year in particular, that even though if you remember back to early spring when we had, you know, those really terrible tornadoes down in Oklahoma.
Right.
And it looked like it was going to be one of the worst tornado seasons on record. And then it just dropped off the side of the cliff. It just completely slowed down. And there has been, we are on a pace right now to see one of the fewest, or, you know, we are on a pace to see some of the fewest tornadoes across the country. We have yet to have one in West Michigan, and we average, again, averages are misleading, but we average about 12 a year, and we haven't had one this spring and summer.
We average 12 a year in West Michigan?
In Michigan
altogether?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we haven't had one, and there have been, we're probably talking about a little bit around a half of what we typically would see across the United States. So, you know, can you, the thing of it is we always look at, can what can you relate that to? Is it just pure coincidence?
Sure.
Or, and right now, it always comes back to the location of where the jet stream has been and that type of thing, but West Michigan weather this spring, I know I was talking to all the other meteorologists at WCCM 13, and we were all just saying, wow, we have not had a lot of severe weather, which includes, of course, large, you know, large hail, strong winds. We just have not seen a whole bunch of that. So is that a pattern that's going to change? Or, you know, the last couple of springs have been relatively quiet here, and which is a good thing in terms of that. But we like to use some of the new things that we have at WZM 13, and even though we don't want to see severe weather in terms of tornadoes, we like to use some of the new tools we have.
Yeah, there are some interesting new things that you have where you can stretch out the, you can look through the storm, correct?
Yes, we are able to use radar, and when we're using the radar, one of the things that has changed over the past couple of years is that when the National Weather Service would issue a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning, up until a couple of years ago, they would issue it for the entire county. Let's say there's a severe thunderstorm warning for Kent County, and they would just issue it. So in reality, when you're looking at how small storms are, they cover a very small portion of a Kent County. Kent County is a pretty, you know, sizable county. Well, they've come out with this new, what it does is it just tracks the storm, and we can use it at WCZM 13. It tracks the storm, and you get only a small portion of the county. So when you're actually tracking the storm, let's say the storm is, you know, way in the southern portion of the county, the people in the northern part of the county or any county are not affected.
Right.
So we are able to look at that, using the new, what they call dual pole radar, and what that is it looks at what's falling inside of the storm in terms of if it can differentiate between hail and rain. And really, what one of the nice things is it can look at whether you have not just rain, but whether you have wind direction in the radar that's changing, and that's how we look at the possibility of severe thunderstorms or tornadoes.
That's amazing. I think that's just incredible that they're able to take a look at that with the technology that they have out there and be able to identify within a storm exactly what's happening where. That's mind-baffling to me that's even a possibility.
It certainly is an improvement. I read a lot of articles, and I go back to before they had Doppler radar. Doppler radar is something that you're able to, again, not only look at basically what radar does, plain old radar, is it looks at the size of the raindrops, and then it correlates that to the intensity. So what it's looking at is the bigger the raindrops, the heavier the rain, and then if you get into a situation where it really starts showing up, you're talking about the chances of hail. But what Doppler radar did is it's able to look into the storm and pick up wind direction and wind speed. So what you're seeing is in the storm, you're starting to get winds blowing in different directions, and of course that's an indication of rotation. And if you get rotation over a period of several minutes or maybe a half an hour, then you start to see the possibility of a tornado. So up until they had that, it was very difficult to spot tornadoes. A lot of times, the only way we knew there was a tornado was that, you know, we had spotters, and they would call in and they would say, okay, we've got a tornado on the ground. So that means the lead time for that was, there was no lead time. The only time you knew about a tornado is when they call. But right now, we can actually look inside that storm and say, okay, we're measuring the wind direction, the wind change, and we're starting to see rotation. So it's possible to now, instead of just saying, okay, a tornado is on the ground, here's a warning, we're actually able to say there's a possibility of a tornado forming before it actually formed, which is, you know, the lead time then is, you know, can be 10 minutes or so.
Well, absolutely, and that's so important for people to get to cover and be able to, you know, be safe in severe weather. And as you said, it may have waned a little bit in the last couple of years, but severe weather is clearly nothing to mess around with, as we've seen from many other parts of the country. And as you said, the early tornadoes this year. Now, it's interesting, there, I've been seeing things about the lack of hurricane activity. Is that, I mean, again, something with the jet stream in relationship to, and that obviously doesn't affect Michigan so much, except from maybe the very ends of a tropical storm, as it may come this way eventually. But what are you seeing with the hurricane situation?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because there are several sources that forecast what the tropical season is going to be like. One, of course, is National Weather Service. There are several professors out there that put out their own forecasts in terms of what it's going to be. And everybody that I saw said it was going to be a very active tropical storm season in North America. And so far, we have had really nothing. There have been some tropical storms, and they've basically stayed out over the ocean. There's been nothing that affected really anywhere in the United States. And one of the reasons is that the jet stream has been a little bit further south, and so tropical storms and hurricanes do not like having the jet stream down over the southern portion of the country. They like to form with the jet stream well to the north. So it's been a very not an active season so far, but we are now entering the period. This right about now, late August through late September, is the most active period in terms of tropical systems. So we're entering the most the period where we can expect to see more. But again, one of the weird things that has happened is I've been watching some of the different forecasters, and they're saying that there has been a lot of dust coming in off Africa, blowing off to the west, and that has been tending to keep the tropical systems. This time of year, they actually form off to the west of Africa, and then they track westward, and they go towards, you know, into the islands, the Caribbean, and then they either turn and head up the East Coast, or they go into the Gulf of Mexico. And that dust is actually tending to keep that season a little bit pretty calm so far. That can change quickly. I've seen that go. We've had years where we had very little tropical activity, and all of a sudden we get into mid-September and that takes off. But right now it has been very, very quiet, and the last couple of years have been relatively quiet. So we'll see what happens between now and the end of the tropical season.
Yeah, as we said, it's predicting the unpredictable. With Mother Nature, you don't ever quite know exactly what you're going to get. And I know that you guys do your best to give accurate forecasts. And in fact, I think you're the only station who actually looks back and says, this is what we predicted, and this is actually what we had. How often do you find that, what's your percentage of accuracy, maybe is a better way to say that?
Well, we do very well in terms of temperatures. What we do is we look back at the weather from the previous day and also the temperature. So we do, you know, in terms of temperature, our accuracy, if we're off by 1 to 3 degrees, that's what we call a very close forecast. If we hit it right on the money, so if I say today is going to be sunny and 78, and we hit 78, that's a bullseye. So the only way we can get a bullseye is if we hit the temperature right on the money. And so we look at both the temperature and the actual weather. And we do very well in terms of the temperature. And in conditions like we've been in the past week or so, where the weather's been pretty quiet. So, you know, it becomes easier to forecast the weather when you've got relatively quiet conditions versus a very active system. So we've been doing pretty well.
I think you said last night or the night before on the news that there's not a cloud in the sky over Michigan, and that was one of those. That is a very, very strange place to be. Michigan usually has big puffy clouds up there, and so to have it be totally clear skies is an unusual situation for us, but it's certainly been beautiful.
Totally. I mean, yesterday I went back and I looked, and there's a high-resolution satellite picture that we could get, and I went back and looked during the afternoon, and it was, I mean, it picks up, literally, it will pick up just the very small patches of clouds, and I could not find a cloud in West Michigan. I'm like, wow, this just, you know, it does happen, but it does not happen very often.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Joe, it's interesting to talk to you, and I think that the folks will be just as interested to hear you in person. On the 19th, is it, Kathy?
Yes, on Thursday, September 19th, for the next Successful Aging Program, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Christ Memorial Church, which is located at 595 Grascup Road. The cost is $3, which does include your lunch. How it works is that you'll come on in and pay your $3 at the door, and you'll go get your lunch, and you'll hear from a sponsor, which we want to say thank you to our lunch sponsor, the Woolink Group. And then Joe will have an hour to be able to share everything that he's been talking about today, as well as more, the severe weather that we encountered, all the storms like he's talking about, tornadoes, flooding, snowstorms, wind chill, ice storms, and then more in depth into the history of West Michigan and what's changed and the ability to forecast it, as we've talked a little bit about here today. He's also going to bring a video of behind the scenes at the WZZM studio, so you get a chance to see the weather center and the weather deck and how it all works together with that big green screen and everything, right, Joe?
That's right. I think people like to get an idea of what it looks like. You know, they watch it on TV, but this is a little tour of not only the studio, but like you said, the weather center and also the weather deck. And it gives an idea of what it looks like. I actually have a little video of a show going on, and, you know, you can see what the weather center is. So it's a little tour inside of our building.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Great.
Joe.
Thanks so much, Joe. We'll look forward to it. And if people would like to join us, they can do so by calling 820-7482 to make a reservation by Tuesday, September 17.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Good day.
Bye-bye.